Sitting Flip, the series of generally responsible, another family member joins his father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Rabin Ben Yitzchak Halevi. We gave a long introduction to Tachanun, and tonight we dive in. But you may be surprised as we dive in to learn that what we consider part of the core Tachanun, what we see and say as the opening or introduction to Tachanun, is actually not part of the Perek of Tilim of Tachanun. Now, first of all, I should say, I'm talking about the shorter Tachanun, not the Tachanun that we say on Mondays and Thursdays. We're going to allow you to learn that on your own. We gave a little introduction to it, why Monday and Thursday might have a longer Tachanun, and the natural breaks that divide it into three sections. I mentioned Mori Barabi of Schechter says that on a rotation, Monday, Thursday, Monday, alternating which section he says, so we can actually say and concentrate on the words. And I would encourage you, if you want to also get the most out of them, to do similarly. But if you go to Tachanun proper, well, we begin with Vayomer David El Gad. That is not actually the opening words of Tachanun. The core of Tachanun, what we say is Tachanun, is Kapitel Vav of Tehillim, Tehillim chapter 6. But Tehillim chapter 6 don't open with, but what we open them with is Hashem Abi Abcha Socheicheni. So the pasuk we say before in Vayomer David El Gad, where does it come from and why do we say it? So you may find it interesting to know that if you look at ancient Siddurim, Siddurim do not include that opening in their Tachanun. If you go back to the Siddur of the Shla, for example, or the Siddur of Mikubalim, if you go back a few hundred years and earlier, Siddurim that include Tachanun begin Tehillim Perek Vav. They do not begin that introductory sentence that comes from the last chapter of Shmuel Beis, of the second book of Shmuel. So why do we include it? By the way, the Gra and Maisarav omits it, and many others omit it. And the reason they say to omit it is because this pasuk medaber al puranos, as we'll say in a moment, if you are familiar, undoubtedly you all are, great Tanakh scholars of Boker Aton. So the final chapter, the second book of Shmuel, tells a story. And it's a story where David HaMelech is determined to count, to take a census of the people, in order to know how strong he is, in order to know his population, in order to know the strength of his military, of his army. And the calculation is done, the census is taken, the number is reported to him, and his conscience kicks in. And immediately David is filled with guilt for the fact that he took this census, because after all, it's a violation of the Torah. The Torah says that you're not allowed to count, and here he counted. So what happens? He goes to God Hanavi, and he tells him, ask Hashem to forgive me. I made a mistake. I took a census. I counted the people when we're not supposed to do that. So God Hanavi comes back to him, and he says to him, Aloch v'dibarta al David, kol mar Hashem, shalosh anochi notel alecha. You got three options. You need to be punished. You need to be in timeout. There's a consequence. Back then, there were consequences and accountability and things like that. People actually understood that if their actions had consequences. So Hashem said, I forgive you, but still there's got to be a consequence. And you've got a choice. Here's the menu. One of three things you have to take. And here are the options. Vayomer God al David, Vayagid lo. Vayomer lo. He said, Atavu alecha sheva shanim rav baratzecha. First option is 7 years of famine in your land. Second option is 3 years of being pursued and fleeing from your enemies who want to kill you. Third option is 3 days of dever ba'atzecha, of pestilence in your land. Atadore ma'ashiv shalchi dever. What do you want? Which of the three options do you want? And David HaMelech vayomer David El Gad, and this is the last parak of Shmuel Beis, that originally was one book, we call it Shmuel Beis, the last parak of Shmuel, David responds to God and he opts in for, what would you choose? Fleeing from enemies for 3 months, 7 years of famine, or 3 days of pestilence in the land. Vayomer David El Gad, Sarli Ma'od. Rashi says, Haktana Shebehem Kasha Ma'od. The least of the three is still incredibly painful and fills with anguish and is devastating. Niplana Biyad Hashem Ki Rabim Rachamav V'yad Adam Alapola. Rashi says, Niplana Biyad Hashem, Dever, Lo Cherev Harav. I don't want sword, I don't want to face an enemy and a weapon, and I don't want to face hunger. I'm opting in for the dever. Let the land be destroyed, the crop be destroyed by the pestilence. And why? Because pestilence will impact all, even the Ashirim. And the Gemara elaborates what David HaMelech's calculation was, so people wouldn't say about him. But now we understand this pasuk a little better. Vayomer David El Gad, what David is telling God is, Tzar li ma'od. It's very painful. Any of the three are going to be very difficult and painful. But I'd rather, Niplana Biyad Hashem, I'd rather fall in the hands of Hashem, a natural disaster, Ki Rabim Rachamav, because Hashem It's filled with compassion. So if I choose and opt in to a godly punishment, what we call a natural punishment, I want to try to impress you, but I don't remember what it's called. Force majeure? Where's Donnie when I need him? What's in the contract? The natural, close enough? I became a rabbi, not a lawyer, to my parents' tremendous disappointment. So he says, I'll choose the natural disaster. Why? Because Ki rabim rachamav, Hashem is kanu v'yad adam, ala pola. I don't want to fall in the hands of man. So that's not such a good story. David made a mistake. You're in forgiveness, but he had to pay the price. He had to choose of the three. He says, I'll choose one that's from Hashem because he'll be kind rather than fall in the hands of man. So Vilna Gaon HaMaaser Rav Os Mem Tes says, Puranos. This is not such a happy way to follow up Shmoneh Esrei. It's not such a great follow-up to the Amidah. Ask Hashem for everything we want, and then immediately invoke when David HaMelech gets smacked around by Hashem and chooses for the one from Hashem, Ki Rabim Rachamav, because maybe he'll get Hashem's kindness, and therefore the Siddur of the Shla, Mikubalim, the Gra, and others, they omit this introductory pasuk to Tachanun. Tachanun begins with Kapitel Vav, Tehillim Vav, which ironically, we those who say Tachanun, broken into 30 days of the month, say on Rosh Chodesh, even though you don't say Tachanun. But anyway, Kapitel Vav, so they omit it, because they say it's Puranos, it's Medabra Puranos, Ein Lahazkir Menefil Sapayim Inyan Puranos. So why is our minhag to say it? Why do we say it? Why was it offered as the introduction? Because what words are prominent in this pasuk and this story? What word? Nipla na biyad Hashem. Biyad Adam al epola. Nefilas apayim. So that word, nipla na, I'd rather fall before Hashem, which is tachanun. We fall on our arm. So since it's a description, nipla na biyad Hashem, I'd rather fall before Hashem and not before man. And the name for what we're about to say is nefilas apayim. That is arguably why it was taken as the introduction. So I prepared this little snippet. I'll end by telling you how embarrassed and ashamed I am. I've been saying Tachanun all my life, most of my life. How many of us even realize what we're saying? Vayomer David al Gad. Where does that come from? Where does it come from? What's his story? What's his narrative? What is David HaMelech? What's he saying? What's he composing? Why is it the introduction? Just a little, I know I'm preaching to the, just a little endorsement of Siddur snippets, why it's so important. Okay, Ruchanan Rekha.